Ovation Cell Therapies for whatever your need is. If you want, detangling, or if you want your hair fuller or thicker, or you don't need that, they have lots of different choices for you. Again, it's Ovation Cell Therapy. I use it for more bounce and body, and you can get a special introductory discount if you go to ovationhair.com, and click me, Angie Austin, Daybreak USA, and you'll get that special discount. Again, ovationhair.com. Check it out.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and women are being urged to make their own health a priority. Jill Wasserman of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says
women tend to serve as caregivers for their families, but they really need to look inward and do some basic maintenance.
Don't forget to do something great for your mom this Mother's Day. Hillary Clinton might have to testify in a lawsuit about the private email server she used as Secretary of State. A group called Judicial Watch has been suing for information from the State Department about a Clinton aide's employment there. The FBI also looking into the private server that Clinton used for official email. Democratic presidential candidate saying she acted legally, but critics argue she put government security at risk. Today's a national day of prayer. The president issuing a statement pointing out that the U.S. was founded on the idea of religious freedom. The president saying on this day, we rededicate ourselves to extending this freedom to all people. And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg surprising many during a commencement speech at the University of Michigan. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with details.
During a commencement speech at the University of Michigan, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg surprised many by saying safe spaces actually hurt students. Ash Scow of the Washington Examiner said that Bloomberg's message mirrored what she and many experts have been saying to students.
You're not going to be able to control your employer, and your employer is not going to give you a hug and protect you from it. Anything that challenges you, that's what mommy and daddy are for.
Bloomberg also specifically pointed out Omar Mahmoud, a student subjected to hate by other students at the University of Michigan because he stood up for his conservative values. I'm Jason Wirt.
A California family is still mad at Allegiant Airlines after they were removed from a plane in Utah because of their son's peanut allergy. Kyson Dana and his wife just wanted to give the flight crew a heads up about the situation on Monday when they boarded the plane in Oakland.
My son has a peanut allergy. Is there anything you can do? Like, can you not serve peanuts around us? Or is there anything you can do to help accommodate for that?
Well, the first flight attendant said they shouldn't fly because it was too much of a risk. After they took their seats, another flight attendant said they'd have to get off the plane because the flight crew had decided that it was unsafe for them to fly. The Danas did eventually make it back to California thanks to help from a worker at the Provo Airport who drove them to Salt Lake City to catch another plane. Allegiant Air says they're looking into the situation. This is USA Radio News. Powered by USARadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about Donald Trump's big win Tuesday, the 8 reasons to find joy in your job, how to network your way to success, why happy employees lead to happy customers, and I'll recap my recent Broadway debut. It's Thursday, May 5th, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, a time now for a check of the weather shows it's currently 44 degrees at 12:06. Today it'll be cloudy with a few showers here and there, breezy with a high of 56 and a low of 48. Some of those winds may get up in excess of 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have periods of rain and some showers at night. The high will be 57 and a low of 50. For Saturday, it'll be warmer with a brief shower and a high of 65, a low of 49. Sunday, we'll have a morning shower, a thunderstorm on Mother's Day, and a high of 67 degrees and a low of 46.
And we've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. We've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
A current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is up 63.45 to 17,714.71. The NASDAQ up 13.10 to 4738.14. S&P 500 is up 6.28, 2,057.40. Oil up 97 cents to $44.75 per barrel. Gold is up $2.90 to $1,277.30 an ounce. Weight Watchers reporting that they are up 5% in the first quarter. That because of their new partnership with Oprah Winfrey, who bought a 10% stake in the company. Currently, they are trading at $12.71 per share. So good news for Weight Watchers. And as many of you know, back on January 5th, I joined Weight Watchers. Hopped on the scale today, and at my lowest weight right now, probably in the last 15 years, I'm down 22 pounds. Life is good. Very happy with those results and with the program at Weight Watchers. This can only mean one thing. Check your calendars. It's Cinco de Mayo. And that means that everybody has my permission tonight to enjoy a beer with their dinner. Everybody enjoy a cerveza más fina with dinner tonight. Ah, I absolutely love Cinco de Mayo because what better way is there to celebrate a holiday than just having a reason to drink beer? Life is good. Not sure how you'll be celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Not sure if it even matters in your household, but there are offices that have like emptied out right now because it's Cinco de Mayo and they are on their way to some restaurant where they can go and have a beer during lunch and blame it on Cinco de Mayo. You know, it's just like when we do the NCAA pools and we don't do any work for 3 or 4 days, we blame it on the NCAA. Oh no, not again. Not another one. Well, if you're a longtime listener of this show, you know that when we bring out Elton John's Funeral for a Friend, that can only mean one thing. We have lost yet another candidate in the presidential election. This week, we can actually play this song twice because we've now lost two candidates. On the Republican side, we started with 17 candidates over a year ago, and now we are down to just one, as both Ted Cruz and John Kasich have suspended their campaigns this week. Now, when a politician says that he's suspended his campaign, you know what that means, right? It means I quit, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. They just don't want to say it like that, so they say, I'm suspending my campaign. And I have to ask, until when? 2020? When would you suspend this campaign until? Last week, and I feel bad for Carly Fiorina most. It doesn't matter if Ted Cruz drops out, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, whoever. But I feel bad for Carly Fiorina because last week Ted Cruz announced that he had picked her as his vice presidential running mate. Now, remember, the vice president is just a heartbeat away from the presidency. So in Carly's case, she was a heartbeat away pretty much from nothing. But you get the point. She made a splash. She made history. You know, another woman like Geraldine Ferraro to be nominated to be vice president. And we shall see. And it looks now that the presumptive nominee for the GOP will be Donald Trump. Still fighting it out on the Democratic side, but it looks as if Hillary Clinton has quite the lead. And now Bernie Sanders making noise that he will be staying on through the convention, hoping for some kind of a contested convention. It was reported in the news that Hillary will now have to testify with regards to the email scandal, not so much for her involvement, but for some of her staffers. So that may or may not have some kind of a negative impact on her. Well, the reviews are in, and I killed it on Broadway this past Saturday. I never expected to have this much success, but on Saturday, I took my wife into New York to see the play Beautiful, which is the Carole King story on Broadway for our 30th anniversary. And when the show was over, the cast came out to take their bow, and you figure, you know, they're going to take their bow, we'll clap, everything will be good, and then they'll go away, and then we'll go to a restaurant for dinner or something like that. But the actress who plays Carole King, Chelina Kennedy, well, she told the crowd, you know what, we have time for one more song, and she asked all of us to sing along to the song, I Feel the Earth Move, which we did. So we sang, all of us, hundreds of us sang the song, and I sang my heart out, and at the end, everyone in the audience was clapping, and I could only imagine that they were clapping for me, so I guess they like my singing, and I'm calling that a successful Broadway debut for me. And I got to tell you, Beautiful, the Broadway musical, absolutely a fantastic show, and you will learn a lot. I've always prided myself, being a broadcaster, having worked in several radio stations, on knowing the history of a lot of music. You don't have a clue about the talent that Carole King had. The songs that she wrote that have gone on to be number one hits was just absolutely fantastic. And then another writing team that her and her husband had partnered with and become friends with, just the library, the catalog of music that came out of there was phenomenal. And they were tied in with Don Kirshner. Don Kirshner had a basically a writing lab, if you will, to create music. So I don't want to give away too much of the story, but if you do get a chance, you want to treat your wife or your husband to a great day and a great show. If you're in my age, in your 50s, you will enjoy Beautiful, the Carole King story on Broadway. Now, with Donald Trump's win, several celebrities have said that they will move to Canada. So I am asking for the help of Lauren Hart, who is the national anthem singer for the Philadelphia Flyers, to help us help these people learn a little bit about their new country, Canada. Now, this would include Rosie O'Donnell, Eddie Griffin, Cher, Samuel L. Jackson, Barry Diller, Katie Hopkins, Omari Hardwick, Lena Dunham, Miley Cyrus, Raven Simone, and Nevi Campbell. Now, if you've ever heard, first of all, if you ever watched the movie Miracle, when they sing the Star-Spangled Banner, that's Lauren Hart. If you've ever been to Philadelphia to a Flyers game and you've watched her sing the national anthem, it'll bring tears to your eyes. She's the absolute best national anthem singer. In the NHL, there is a tradition that if you're playing one of the Canadian hockey teams, you sing both anthems, so you have to sing O Canada. So here now, for all of the stars who have indicated that they're moving to Canada, is Lauren Hart's rendition of O Canada.
True patriot love in
Start memorizing those words. Rosie O'Donnell, Cher, Samuel L. Jackson, Lena Dunham, Miley Cyrus, Raven Simone. Because it's getting closer and closer. And now you are just one candidate away, one election away, from having to fly the Maple Leaf flag over your house instead of the Stars and Stripes. Canada,
we stand on
for the beautiful Lauren Hart from the Philadelphia Flyers, and just the tremendous singer. I have several of her albums. Never really went out on tour, but her albums are just so powerful. What a beautiful voice. We're going to take a break. It's our first break of the afternoon, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some marketing project musts, how to stay organized with these five tips. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, I'm just kidding. But it's going to be so fun. I can't wait to see all of these stars move out of the country if Trump gets elected. It's just going to be, I want to see one of them that actually does what they say they're going to do. And so they can be on their way. I don't think I'd miss any of them. Well, being able to juggle multiple tasks at the same time is crucial to your success, and that's especially true in marketing. Now, even if we're not project managers per se, each of us still manages the progress that we make on our various tasks and jobs, and marketing project management software can make keeping track of your work much easier. So keeping documents in order, helping with resource planning and allocation, setting deadlines, and more. Now, whether you're approaching a new product launch, a website redesign, or any other project, here are a few ways to effectively juggle multiple project tasks. The first, and probably the one that I've been preaching the longest, is to create to-do lists and executive summaries and kind of take that big project and boil it down into bite-sized chunks. So first, you want to create a weekly to-do list, that bite-sized chunk, for projects that are in process. Now note the various tasks, rank them based on deadline and priority, and list what items are needed to shift the project from in process to completion. Now, within your master task list, leave a blank column for creative ideas. As ideas come to you or your team about related future projects, improving a current project, or contributing to a larger company plan, you want to note these items in that blank column so they're not forgotten. Also, for every project that you're balancing, you want to create a single page summary of all the highlights and important aspects to refer back to, including summary, status, and key updates. Now, when all of your projects start to blend together, you will be thankful that you created that document. That summary can also be used for key talking points when you have to explain or present the project to team members, clients, or other stakeholders. You also want to keep detailed documentation. You want to store all of your relevant project documentation on your marketing management software to keep it easily accessible to the entire team. Store important notes, relevant emails and other communications, drafts, troubleshooting notes, detailed instructions, etc. Basically, any and all resources that will allow you to pick up right where you left off or make it easy for someone else to jump in and help. When you have to leave one project to work on another, it can be confusing when you return, and sometimes you aren't quite sure where you left off. So keeping good track of what you're working on is important, and you'll appreciate those detailed notes and instructions when your team is sharing graphics, revising proofs, and updating documents. You also want to prioritize your prioritizations. Now, when you're juggling multiple projects, you absolutely must prioritize. The time will come when several tasks need to be completed at the same time, and doing so is simply impossible. When you see this scenario looming, decide what is the most crucial, and then tackle that one first. Staring at your computer screen while panicking about everything you have to get done won't help. So if you're unable to reallocate a few tasks, it's time to get someone to weigh in and help determine what is most important. Get opinions from management and the team if you're unsure of what to tackle first. And when you do determine which task is number one on the priority list, focus on that one task and that task alone. You can forget multitasking for a moment. Single task that one item, ensuring that the task is complete and accurate and approved before you shift to number two. Number four, you want to better manage your resources. Now, a robust marketing project management software will outline how much time your team members have to spend on a project, how much time should be spent on certain tasks, and when those tasks are due. If you are managing a marketing team, be aware of the knowledge levels, skill sets, and experience of your team. That's important when delegating tasks. You'll have to view into everyone's availability and be able to determine how much time can be allotted to each resource in order to complete the task on time. Marketing project management software will help you better plan for projects and juggle when you have multiple projects happening simultaneously. Also, you'll be able to better manage project resources, timesheets, documents, budgets, tasks, and more. Being able to collaborate across the team on these projects in one central location decreases the chances of error and confusion, and your teams will perform better. And finally, number five, you want to plan. Now, I mentioned the to-do list earlier, but planning is where the rubber meets the road when you need to complete tasks, manage resources, and collaborate. Your master project plan, which should include everything from the first deliverable to the final project sign-off, should be your ultimate guide for each project. There will be days when your to-do list shifts as an urgent item comes up and you are forced to reprioritize. It's key to make sure that everything you do aligns to the master list of tasks, assignment, and milestones. If a new task is added that affects a milestone, adjust related assignments immediately. That constant tracking to the master plan keeps you in control of the project, and it keeps you, your teammates, and all of your stakeholders on the road to success. I know that was all about marketing, but that's just about any project. All of those tips would be helpful and handy as you approach things, from the to-do list, keeping detailed documentation, prioritizing, better managing your resources and planning. All of that, as you take on a big project, and there's not just marketing project software, but there's plenty of project management tools out there in the app stores and other places where it will help you create Gantt charts and timelines so that you can manage your projects better. So by all means, you want to take advantage of each of those and play around with them. There's several different versions out there, but find the one that you feel most comfortable with, that you understand and can work with the easiest, so that you're not trying to reinvent the wheel just on project management software. So some good tips there on how to do some project management. Currently it's 12:24. Came across an article that I really liked, and that was, if you want happy customers, maybe you should concentrate on satisfying your employees and making them happy. And there's a couple of examples in the story here as well. Now, sometimes Investing in your employee means preparing them to eventually move on to something new. Now, that's fine with Rent the Runway co-founder and CEO Jennifer Hyman. Now, quarterly, employees at the fashion startup, which rents clothing, jewelry, and handbags to women for special occasions and everyday wear, have set objectives that they work to meet. One of those, Hyman says, is always related to their own career goals. She says, "We have enabled people to bounce around at Rent the Runway and gain experience at various different divisions so that when they leave here, they are fully equipped to go find their own companies." Hyman says we have close to 15 groups of women who have left Rent the Runway and have become entrepreneurs themselves after an experience here, and that's something that they're extremely proud of. Now, one way owners can grow their business is by making investments in their workers. And given trends in the workplace, this is something owners may find that they need to do to attract and retain talent. A Fidelity study released in April found that millennials were willing to take, on average, a $7,600 pay cut for what they perceived to be an improved quality of work life. One of the characteristics that Gen Y is looking for is meaningful work, said Sean Murphy, who's the founder of organizational leadership company Switch and Shift. Money and benefits are certainly key, but purpose and working alongside people that are viewed as, quote, work friends, those actually rate higher as desirable work environments for the millennials. Now, to create such an atmosphere, entrepreneurs are finding creative ways to help employees create more work and life balance. As a first-time leader and CEO at the beginning of Rent the Runway, she placed too little of a premium on casual time spent with members of the team. Time that she wasn't talking about work, where you could just go out for a drink with members of the team or have hosted a dinner at your home and have it to be about Rent the Runway, she says. Often that bonding and trust building and actually the creativity that comes from taking an hour or more during the day and not focusing on the task at hand makes you a lot more productive. Over time, interestingly, as the business has become bigger, I've become a lot more relaxed and a lot more social and had a lot more fun at Rent the Runway than I did at the beginning, she said. Now, with limited budgets, many entrepreneurs don't have mega dollars to attract top-notch talent. But the good news is they might be able to offer something even better than six-figure salaries, as more and more employees are seeking out non-financial perks when selecting a job. San Francisco-based Zozy, a company that has created a software platform and marketplace for the tourism industry, ensures that employees spend time outside of the office with monthly team events around the city for activities like kayaking with seals, whiskey tasting at a distillery, and sailing under the Golden Gate Bridge. It's my experience that people who are passionate and have healthy pursuits outside of work have the most innovative and fresh ideas. They are the most energetic and work best in team environments, says TJ Sasani, who's the founder and CEO of Zozy. Often, that bonding and trust building and actually the creativity that comes from taking an hour or more during the day and not focusing on the task at hand makes you a lot more productive, he says. The company also offers a range of health-related benefits, including a kitchen fully stocked with fresh fruit and other healthy snacks, an on-site massage therapist, subsidized gym memberships, and bikes for employees to ride at their leisure. Now, while employees appreciate the perks, there are other benefits to helping employees stay healthy. According to the Center for Disease Control, healthier employees are less likely to call in sick. Icon Media Group, an 8-employee public relations firm in Nashville, pays for staff to get away as a team for spa days and retreats. Our team is more creative and productive afterwards, says co-owner Shannon Stowe. The company also encourages employees to take breaks during the day, to go to the gym, and even do their grocery shopping if they need to. She's found that offering this flexibility actually leads to a more focused and engaged employee who goes above and beyond in their job. Also, you want to allow for one-on-one time. Now, investing in employees isn't just about money. It's also critical to invest time, says Jeff Gross, who's the founder and CEO of Medical Guardian, that's a Philadelphia-based provider of medical alert devices. He also has one-on-one breakfast meetings 4 mornings a week with different members of his 111 employee staff. It allows him to learn about employees' families, their interests, and how they'd like to grow in their careers. I notice a comfort level that employees have with me and a more authentic interaction after these breakfasts together, he says. Another way small businesses are keeping employees engaged is by giving them a clear path to advancement and the training they need to get there. Seattle-based Rover, a company that connects pet owners to pet sitters, invests in training and education resources to not only increase employees' job satisfaction, but to improve their performance and productivity. Knowing what employees value is critical to boosting a small business's bottom line. You can't have satisfied customers if you have dissatisfied employees. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100 Chamber Radio. I'm Jim Gano, your host, with you for the next half hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to network your way to success. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Donald Trump might be announcing names for cabinet positions before July's Republican convention. The likely GOP nominee says he thinks naming possible cabinet members before the convention would be well received, but he refuses to say right now which direction he's heading when considering a running mate. Trump says he likes John Kasich, the last man standing in the GOP race who threw in the towel late yesterday. Joe Gomez reports.
Ohio Governor John Kasich ends his run for the White House.
And as I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward.
Kasich won only one primary, and that was in his home state. He was the last man standing against Donald Trump, whose path to the nomination is now clear. I'm Joe Gomez.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
There it is, beautiful Lauren Hart singing Oh Canada for all those celebrities who will be moving out if Donald Trump is elected. And I think Alec Baldwin was supposed to move out about 8 or 10 years ago. So we need to back up the Mayflower truck to his house and make sure that he's out of here. We're just going to clean house, you know, and we may have to let more immigrants in because we're going to get rid of so many celebrities that don't want to be here. I mean, this is a problem, but we're going to build a wall. It's going to be a beautiful wall. It's going to be huge, huge wall. So it's all good. So I tell you, I've been following politics my whole life. My father once told me I missed an election. I didn't vote one time. I think it was for mayor in my hometown of Bridgewater. And then I started to complain about, you know, the person who was elected mayor. And he goes, let me ask you a question. He goes, did you vote? And I told him no. He goes, then shut the heck up. And I was like, for what? He goes, if you don't take that time to vote and exercise your right, you really don't have any business complaining. But if you vote, your candidate lost, at least you took part in the process. I don't think I've missed an election ever since then. I probably was like 18 or 19 at the time. My son, Brandon, had never registered to vote. Now, a year ago, after reading several of his books, said, I want Trump to be the president. Now, forget all the nonsense with the name calling and all that. But he said, I want a businessman in the White House. I think that's what it's going to take to balance the budget. I said, okay, hot shot. Here you go. Are you registered to vote? He says, no. I said, will you register to vote so that if you want your candidate, Donald Trump, would you register to vote? So he said he would. Now, after Ted Cruz and John Kasich dropped out, I went into his office yesterday. I said, you need to go register to vote. And he goes, why? I said, because Trump's the nominee. So if you're going to do what you said you were going to do, you have to get down there and register so you can vote in November. So interesting times. I have never seen an election cycle like this. I have never seen a campaign like this. This is one for the ages and will be talked about for years and years to come. Not sure whether or not it will change politics as a whole. Not sure whether it will change. We're not, you know, really sure what will happen to the Republican Party. Some people say Trump wants to unify the party. Others are saying it'll split the party apart. We could end up with a legitimate third party. you know, 4 years, 8 years down the road, depending on, you know, what shakes out over the next 6 months. And keep in mind, we still have 6 months left of this. Now, how to network your way to success. I go off on tangents here, and I apologize, but just crazy times in politics right now. So how do you network your way to success? And you often hear that to be successful, you must be a networker. Keep in mind that here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, there's several networking events every month. So you can't say that you don't have opportunities for it. And that your connections will do more for you than your resume. Now, there is truth in that. In any business, your professional networks are going to be a huge source of both business and advisory relationships. But success also requires another set of connections, specifically ones that help you improve your abilities and your performance. Why? Well, research shows us that talent, brains, and good referrals are not all there is to success. It is also the quality of the relationships that you surround yourself with and how they are affecting your brain. Neuroscience and research on goals, performance, and health say that the same thing. You and your body perform very differently depending on whom you are connecting yourself to. So here are the key questions you must ask when building your referral or your network. Does the relationship fuel you? Your brain runs on chemicals that are materially affected by whether a relationship fuels you or whether it drains you. Positive, encouraging, and understanding relationships will increase your energy and ability for thinking and performing better compared to toxic relationships that are based on fear, criticism, or guilt-shame dynamics. The more negative a relationship, be that with partners, bosses, or board members, the more the brain will have activations of fear and rejection responses, and the more performance will go down. One study, for example, showed that a subliminal message on the screen of the name of a positive relationship increased thinking and problem-solving abilities, and posting the name of a negative relationship did the exact opposite. Going on a sales call or negotiating a difficult time in your business, better be connected to people who are going to be supportive. And this does not in any way mean just happy talk. There is no problem with talking about problems or failure, which can be helpful if it's done in an encouraging way rather than a toxic one. Number two, do you have control of what you're responsible for? Your brain is going to perform its best when you have control over your results. The combination of control and responsibility is the most powerful dynamic. If your relationship with partners, bosses, boards, and the like are going to help you succeed, well, make sure that those people are going to stay out of your hair and let you do your job. They can't be backseat drivers. At the same time, you have to be clear about what they are going to hold you responsible for, what specific outcomes and behaviors. If those are clear and they are encouraging you to take control and be in charge of what is yours, you will succeed more than if you are micromanaged or not held accountable. Number three, will you get good feedback? The highest performance is built in a sea of feedback, and the more immediate, the better. Others have found in their research that feedback helps the brain focus and get lost in the experience. Now, think of it this way. An airplane pilot who can see the altimeter and know the altitude immediately is going to fly better than if she's guessing. A surgeon who gets the feedback of blood from a nicked vessel is instantly on an improvement path. We need to know how our actions are affecting our performance in order to change them. Do your connections give you great and usable feedback? That's key. Number four, will you be challenged? We need these connections with the right kind of other to give us the right kind of push. Great performance comes from being constantly challenged. Research shows that we learn in the appropriate state of arousal and that requires the right kind of challenge past where we are. At the same time, it cannot be too far past where we are. That overwhelms the brain and pushes us into the wrong direction. The best bosses, partners, and boards constantly challenge us in a way that makes us grow, but they don't overwhelm us to make us get discouraged. As you think about your own success, whether in business, losing weight, or getting to a healthier marriage, think about your network, but not just in terms of the referrals it can make for your business or the knowledge it can impart to your path. Make sure that you are also thinking about how your closest connections affect your sense of well-being, clarity, control, and challenge. If the connections are affecting you positively and not negatively, then your brain is more likely to take you to the success that you have been working toward. Very scientific, you know, what we're talking about here in relationship to how those you network with can help lead you to success. There's another side of this that's not as analytical as that, but it's very simple. If you are looking to improve, if you're looking to succeed, then you want to network yourself and align yourself with successful people. We've talked about this several times on the program, whether you're going to market yourself to LinkedIn groups. If there's someone in your industry that you admire and you want to start connecting with them so that, you know, you've kind of piggyback and mirror their tactics and techniques, then do that. Conversely, if you're always hanging around negative people, negative Nancy's, they call them, where the black cloud is always hanging over their head and, you know, it's always somebody else's fault, you're not going anywhere. So you want to make sure that you're aligning yourself with successful people, those you admire. Ask them out for lunch, for coffee, for breakfast, do whatever, but tap into their experience so that you can make it your own. Currently 12:41, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. There was a teaser in today's preview of the show called 8 Reasons to Find Joy in Your Job. And I've never understood why so many business employees still think that it's fashionable to display a negative attitude about their work and never seem to find a job that they enjoy. And I can see this just about every single night if you go on Facebook. Some of your friends will start complaining, oh, I got to go to that, you know, prison tomorrow. I got to go to work. I hate my boss. Work sucks. All that stuff. And I can't stand it. I want to choke them every time I read something like that for 2 reasons. One, if it's so bad, leave. And 2, if people start connecting the dots and they say, oh, well, she works at XYZ company and it's a miserable company to work for, then you can have a negative effect on your customers and they may not want to do business with you. But they don't always realize that they are their own worst career enemies. Now, since promotions and new opportunities always are offered first to people who proclaim to be productive winners rather than sound like losers, top companies today, including Google and Zappos, have found that a work culture that includes some fun, populated by happy and positive people, leads to more productivity and success for the business as well as the people. Now, in my years of business experience, both as an employee, a turnaround consultant, and an owner, I've seen a host of reasons for these results, including 1, people work more productively on things they love to do. Now, when you're having fun and you're fully engaged on your favorite project, the time is going to fly by and more will get done. Happier workers have been shown in studies to increase their pace, their productivity, without sacrificing quality. That, in turn, increases their self-confidence and the motivation to do more. 2, happy people maintain a positive can-do attitude. Now, negative attitudes are often a self-fulfilling prophecy, meaning that if you don't think you can do something, you will usually fail. With a positive attitude, every new challenge, and there are many in business, becomes an invigorating opportunity rather than an annoying distraction. 3, relaxation tends to improve creativity. Constant stress, tension, deadlines, and unhappiness causes people to withdraw and reject new customer ideas or solutions. They find it hard to think outside the box, to be creative, or to be open-minded to peers and executives. And that's why companies like Twitter offer free yoga classes and free meals to employees. 4, supportive group collaborations produce better results. Now, in teams, people that enjoy and respect each other feed off each other's energy, and they brainstorm more innovative answers. An unhappy member becomes a bit of a downer on the group, and they bring everyone down, or at least it slows them all down. Productive group decision-making requires confident team members. Positive team members are not afraid to make mistakes is the 5th point here. They know the joy of learning from failed fun experiments far outweighs the risk of being seen as failures. In the unknowns of a new business, there are no right ways or wrong ways, just new ways that need to be tested to satisfy customer needs and stay ahead of competitors. 6, leaders like to be surrounded by fun, productive people. If what you enjoy in business is new, challenges, and more opportunity, you need to be seen as leaders in one of them. If you display a negative attitude and unhappiness, you are less likely to get the trust and attention of people in a position to make a difference for you. 7, happy people are not afraid to ask for and give support. Smart people surround themselves with people they respect and trust, and they don't try to solve every problem alone. They swallow their pride, they ask for help when things get tough, and actively listen and respond to recommendations. They also get satisfaction from mentoring others. 8, demonstrate your leadership and be happy as a follower. Now, accept and capitalize on your own strengths and weaknesses. Not everyone needs to be the leader. Everyone appreciates a productive worker who does the hard work, makes no excuses, and gets satisfaction from positive customer and executive feedback. So enjoy and utilize your strengths. In this new age of the entrepreneur, if you can't find a job you enjoy in existing business, it may be time to start your own. According to a classic study by the Wharton School of Business a while back, those running their own businesses rank themselves happier than all other professions, regardless of how much money they made or how many times they failed. If you're one of those people who still insist on seeking business and fun as incompatible, I urge you to take another look. See, fun is all about satisfaction, doing new things, stretching your mind, and productive relationships with others. If you can't find that in your own business or one of the many exciting businesses out there today, then I say you haven't looked hard enough. Enjoy the search. When we come back, because we're coming up on a break here, let's take a look at what is left. We are going to talk about how to create passive income using your experience. Who knew? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Beautiful Lauren Hart performing O Canada as a public service to all of our stars and celebrities that have said they're moving to Canada should Donald Trump win the election. Now, we're 6 months away from the election, but I want to get them ready. You know, it's a very simple song, but the pacing and the timing and where to emphasize the song is so important. So you want to make sure that you get it just right, as Lauren Hart always does. Okay, I promise that's the last time. Well, maybe. I'm not sure. But the next story that we talked about was how to create passive income using your expertise. Now, across the world, entrepreneurs are rushing online in an attempt to make money. It's the new gold rush, and many are packing their bags and heading for this new terrain. But unfortunately, many end up working more hours than their traditional jobs, only to make significantly less money, all of which poses an imperative question. How can you build revenue without spending every moment in front of a computer? The answer is simple. Yes, you can, with passive income. Now, this strategy is a secret that can double or even triple your revenue in 12 months. So simply put, expertise-driven passive income is about building products that you can sell to multiple customers. When implemented successfully, you no longer trade time for dollars. Instead, you spend time creating products, attracting an audience, and making sales. It will take a lot of work, but the business owners that are willing to make the investment can reap huge rewards. So here now I'm going to share with you how you can use the your expertise to sell to clients to build a new hands-off stream of income. First, you want to identify your marketable skills. The best passive income ideas develop from building on your skill set and teaching others how to enrich their lives through them. For example, if you're a professional home organizer, you'd want to help others organize their home. So take a few moments and identify the skills that you want to be selling to clients. Now, it's these skills that will serve as the foundation of your product. A professional home organizer could sell a video course called How to Completely Organize Every Room of Your Home in 60 Days or Less. Number two, you want to understand the different types of passive income. Now, there are several types of passive income, ranging from investing to renting out a room in your house. But for the purpose of this conversation, I'm focusing on using your expertise. Now, these other forms of incomes can be profitable. However, I want to talk about things that can directly impact your business, increase your authority and influence in the industry. And that's where these passive income streams come into play. They are writing an ebook, creating a course, hosting online or in-person workshops, licensing music and graphics, selling stock photos, promoting affiliate products. When executed well, each of these income streams can build your brand and bring in additional revenue for your business each month. Number three, you want to align your skills, your strengths, and most importantly, your audience. Residual income isn't as simple as half-heartedly creating a product. To truly succeed, you'll need to put in some effort at the beginning. And if you really want the best bang for your buck, find the overlap between the skills you currently have, your personal strengths, and what your audience needs. For example, a freelance writer may not feel very comfortable on video, so it wouldn't make sense to create a video course. However, if she has a knack for photography, she could sell stock photos that her ideal clients could use in their blog posts, or she could write an ebook, develop a written course, or even promote software as an affiliate that would interest her target clients. Now, you should already have a list of skills, so next it's time to define your target audience. Finally, you have to figure out where your strengths lie. And this means having enough self-awareness to know if you're charismatic enough for video or if you should focus on written content. Can you create strong photos, or are you better at graphic design? Knowing these things will help you develop the best product possible. Fourth, you want to develop the passive income stream. Now, what many people don't realize is that you need more than just the product. A truly remarkable stream will be supported by email sequences, marketing collateral, partnerships, and a well-crafted landing page. Let's say you offer professional home cleaning. You've mainly built an audience on Facebook and through word of mouth, but you also have several email subscribers and Instagram followers. As someone that does well on camera, you decide to create a video course called How to Have the Cleanest Home in Your Neighborhood Using Natural Cleaning Supplies. So you also have to be ready for a strong launch. You're going to need to produce the video series. You're going to need to create a landing page with strong copy. You're going to write an email to promote for your subscribers. You have to develop an engaging email autoresponder to follow up and educate buyers on your cornerstone services. You have to set up the product delivery method, design promotional images and videos to share across social media, and you have to reach out to industry partners and ask for their help in spreading the word. And these are just the top level points. A lot of people think that passive means easy, and it's not. There's a ton of work up front. However, once you do this, you can sell the product over and over, meaning you're no longer trading time for money. You also want to create an optimized marketing funnel. Now, learning how to gain clients through marketing is a bit challenging, but with residual income, you can create an automated funnel that runs itself once you set it up. And it can become a bit complicated, but here's a funnel that can be used. Outline a webinar idea on a related topic to your product. Use Facebook ads to promote that webinar. Record your live webinar and include a pitch for your product at the end. Direct leads to a sales landing page and use email marketing to develop the product. I really like making sales, you know, with webinars and video. It's like pitching the 20 to 100 potential clients all at once. And it's not just something or someone like marketing coach that can benefit. Let's say you're a lawyer specializing in intellectual property. You could create a webinar called The Three Ways to Protect Your SaaS Company's IP and pitch a product like The Complete Guide to Protecting Your Digital Company's Intellectual Property. Using your expertise to teach some simple tactics to entrepreneurs, and by adding that value, it'll be easier to convince them to purchase your product. The same foundation can cross over into any type of service-based business. Ready to launch your passive income stream? With each of these elements in place, you can create a profitable stream of income for your business. It's just a matter of following these steps, making a highly valuable product, and promoting it to your audience in the right way. Before you know it, money will come pouring in without any regular maintenance. So one of the areas that a lot of people will ask me about is that second revenue stream. And at first, years ago, I used to tell people, focus solely on plan A, meaning your current job. Don't worry about plan B. Don't worry about passive income stream. Not even something like selling Yankee candles. Because all the time that you were taking away from your current plan to sell Yankee candles was, in my mind, ways that you could be making more money by focusing on what you currently do. And then there was the longer burger baskets. And then there was the Silpata. And then, you know, tea lights and all that. And it just got to the point where a lot of the people I was working with were spending so much time on the passive that they weren't focusing on the primary. And as a result, their careers were suffering. Now I think in today's world, and this goes back 15, 20 years, now in today's world, I think that people have figured out ways that they can do both. But as long as they don't cross over into each other, then I think you're in good shape. Unless, of course, as I mentioned in the story, if what you're selling as your passive income is part of what you already do. You know, the lawyer who's doing the webinar series, the person who was where they talked about home organization, things like that. Very easy to do with very little time. Let's say you became, and there's a new franchise out where you work from home for garage organization, selling various closets and things like that. I can imagine people doing that in the evenings, making phone calls, sending out emails, getting leads, calling the people, going to their house, taking measurements and installing these things at night and on weekends without interrupting their day job. So that's the type of thing that, you know, we're talking about here. And hopefully you have some passions that you could turn into passive income as well. Next week, we're going to do a couple of stories on social media, particularly social media marketing. I'm starting to see more and more articles, starting to see more and more chatter on social media marketing and the importance of it, not just today, but where it will put you 5 and 10 years down the road. And that's always been my focus when people talk to me about social media marketing is, you know, how are people going to be doing business 10, 15 years, you know, from now, 5 years from now? And when we get into that Gen Y where everything is done immediately and over the phone and texting and emailing and social media, the way you promote your business, I think that's going to be critical in the business world. In sports, in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski survived the wreck fest last week at Talladega to win the Geico 500. NASCAR and the drivers are looking into ways to keep the cars on the ground as several cars got airborne during crashes there. This week, the teams will head to Kansas Motor Speedway Saturday night for the Go Bowling 400. In the NHL, the Islanders lead the Lightning 2-1 in their series in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, and Pittsburgh leads Washington 3-1. In the Western Conference, Dallas leads St. Louis 2-1, while Nashville leads San Jose also 2-1. In the NBA, the Thunder are tied with the Spurs at 1 game apiece, while Golden State leads Portland 2-0 in the Western Division's second round action. In the Eastern Division, Cleveland leads Atlanta 2-0, while Toronto leads Miami 1-0. In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Orioles, White Sox, and Mariners lead their divisions, while the Nationals, Cubs, and Dodgers lead their divisions. Good news, it's the first week of May, and the Phillies have a .593 winning percentage. They're in third place in their division, just 3 games back, and they have not been mathematically eliminated yet. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. I was in the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, the likely GOP nominee, demanding an apology earlier this year when Fox used vulgar language to insist he wouldn't pay for that wall that Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. Yesterday, the man who led